Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Robbie singing What Faith Can Do, and then part 5 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled That's What Faith Can Do, part 2, from Psalm 91.
Everybody falls sometimes. You gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. Doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible is not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. And everybody's scared to death. When they decide to take that step out on the water, but it'll be alright. And life is so much more than what your eyes are seeing. You will find your way if you keep believing. Broken hearts become brand new. And that's what faith can do. Overcome the odds when you don't have a chance. When the world says you can, it'll tell you that you can. I've seen dreams that move mountains. Hope it doesn't ever end, even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. That's what faith can do. Even if you fall sometimes, you will have the strength to rise.
And in our nation, amen. For the believer, we are to hung up in all the political rhetoric that we're hearing every day. I'm not listening to no more of it. I don't need to listen to it. When we should be looking to Jesus, we are putting church, you listen to me, we're putting more emphasis on the world than we're putting on the kingdom of God. We're putting more emphasis on Hillary and Donald than we're putting on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who is the only deliverer for this world that we really have. Amen. There can be a miracle for America today, but it will only come today by the Prince of Peace, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen. Jesus only today will never fail. Amen. God is in absolute control. I don't care what they say. He's still on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. How do you know that? Talk to Him today. Amen. And He's well and good and in control. Hallelujah. And He said, don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. Get delighted. Go get down. Get happy. Get blessed of the Lord, because I am still the Lord God Almighty. Amen. Amen. Let me wrap up. You know, I'm glad we can look to Him and know that He never fails us. God will give you victory over every crisis that you're facing, over every problem today that you're pondering, over every healing that you're hungry for, over every help that you're hoping for. Today, I believe the greatest need for the greatest miracle in this church and across our land is found in the fact of the miracle of salvation. As I listen today and I hear the dialogue of preachers and theologians and Bible thumpers and television evangelists and radio speakers and everything, I'm not hearing nothing about salvation. I'm not hearing anything about the miracle of salvation. For Jesus said, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Some of you today, all your focus is on the world. How can I get richer quicker? I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to you one day, and you may not like what I'm going to say, but I'm going to tell you the truth. One day you're going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment, the Word of God says. Our life is as a vapor that appears for a little while, vanishes away. See, today, I can quote you scripture after scripture today that pertains to the reality and the fact that we all came into this world with two dates. We came in with a birth date. I think you know what that is. I hope you do. But you came in with a date that you don't know when it's going to happen. It's called your death date. The question is, are you ready for your death date? Paul said, for I am now ready to be off, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. I've kept the faith. In order for you to be ready, you've got to know Jesus Christ in the miracle of salvation today. Your life may be twisted and scarred today, and the world and the flesh and the devil may have absolutely wreaked havoc in your living today. But you know, God can change all of that. He can change your life today through this miracle of salvation. When you've been in rebellion, I'm glad today God can take that rebellion and turn it into righteousness. When you were down, I'm glad somebody came by one day. And His name is Jesus, and He lifted you up. Amen. When you were broken with no hope and didn't know where to turn, it was Jesus that can bless you and give you today a blessed hope. Today you can have the chains broken of sin in your life. Today you can be liberated and loose today. And you can be brought into the life and the liberty that is all through the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to provide the miracle of salvation. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest today. This is what the miracle of salvation can do, because a Savior came to provide a way. And friend, maybe your life today has been tormented by sin. Maybe you can't seem to get victory in your life. It's been controlled by resentment. You've been driven by bitterness today. You know what? I'm glad to tell you, God can change all of that. God can change everything about you. But He's got to first change your heart. He's got to come into your soul. You've got to be born again. In order for Him to do that, your sins can be turned into salvation. And I'm glad today, your resentment can be turned into redemption, and your bitterness can be turned into beauty. God wants to perform a miracle in your life, but I remind you, there's no healing without salvation. There's no help without salvation. There's no hope without the miracle of salvation. And there will not be any changes until salvation comes to your life first. You've got to know that you're saved. Miracles can happen in your life today. Miracles can happen in this sanctuary today. Miracles can happen to you. Say, me? Say it. Me? Say it again. Me? All right, let's rehearse this. Miracles can happen to you. Yes. But you've got to be willing to come by faith and believe. That's what faith can do. What's your need today? Bow your heads for a moment. Maybe today you would say, Pastor Carlton, that need, you hit the nail on the head, brother. That need is salvation. I've never been born again. Listen, why don't you confess your sins today? Why don't you confess God's word? And why don't you come to Christ? It's very simple. For whosoever shall believe on the Lord shall be saved. You've got to say, Pastor, yeah, I'm a sinner. I agree with that. I know that I am. Yes, Pastor, I recognize Jesus died on the cross for my sins. And third today, Pastor, I want to receive Him into my heart and my life. And I want to be born again today. Would you pray this prayer with me right where you are? Dear God in heaven, I'm a sinner in need of your salvation. This salvation I know is a miracle because it changes my life. It changes my eternity. It changes everything about me. Forgive me my sins. Come into my heart and my life. Save me right now, Lord. I receive you. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul and making me your child. If you prayed that prayer a minute ago with me, would you right now, I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to come to you. I'm not going to drag you to an altar. I'm not going to hurt you. I just want to pray for you in the days to come, for God to use you and to mightily help you and to strengthen your life. If you prayed that prayer a moment ago, I'm going to ask you one thing. Just raise your hand right now. Where are you at? Just where are you at? You say, Preacher, I prayed that prayer a moment ago. Pray for me. Just slip your hand up and slip it back down. Anyone this morning? Anyone? Anyone, how many of you got miracles and needs in your life today? Let's stand. Father, we serve today a Savior who specializes in working miracles in hearts and lives of people. I pray right now, Lord, as we offer an invitation, these altars are open for the miracle needs of people to come today to believe that they may receive what you desire to do in their life. I pray that that Spirit of God will move right now.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today. And we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of the Assembly Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.